welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for Monday, January 29th. My name is Nick Scarpino. This is my esteemed colleague and part-time lover, Tim Geddes.
Let to most.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Looking good.
I feel great about this Monday.
The haircut? The beard cut?
Got the beard cut. Got
the new little thermal
thing. It's not new per se, but I just didn't want to wear the hoodie. Yeah. I looked at I was going back and answering some comments on all the shows from last week, and I'm like, I think I wear that hoodie every day.
Things happen.
Literally every day.
You know what? It's all good.
You're asking yourself, Nick, why wouldn't you wear the hoodie every day? Great question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I don't think I have an answer to that. Of course, today's morning show is brought to you by kindoffunny.com/store, where you
can
get
wear the hoodie
that hoodie every day if you want as well.
It is a nice hoodie.
It is
a lot of compliments on it.
It's a lovely hoodie because it's light, and I like that. You put it on, it adds a nice layer of warmth without being too overbearingly puffy. Mm-hmm. So you can layer it up, you can wear it underneath things. I wore it all weekend. Just got to give it a rest.
Got to give it a break.
And I thought to myself, let's wear something long sleeve today. Let's basically channel Cary Grant from To Catch a Thief.
Okay.
Let's just do that.
You nailed it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If you guys didn't know, Kind of Funny Morning Show comes to you each and every day, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We will be talking to the chat shortly. If you guys want to tip us, by the way, we read tips at the $5 or above level. We'll read those later. Today, we're going to talk about the Grammys. We're going to talk about what we did this weekend. And then we are, of course, going to pin the prize on the number one horse wrestling league logo that you guys all made over the weekend.
Fantastic.
I expect there to be 50 of these.
The horse wrestling, the birth of the horse wrestling.
Yeah.
Might be one of my favorite Kind of Funny things to ever happen, specifically because we've been very close friends for many years. I've been around you more than I've been around most people in my entire life.
Really.
So I like pick up on all your the subtle things that you do.
Yeah.
The Nickisms, suplexing. I like to call it.
Yeah.
And you not paying attention to a conversation that you're in to the point that you hear horse wrestling is my favorite thing ever.
Sometimes, would it surprise you to know that sometimes when people talk, I'm just using that time to think about the next stupid thing I'm going to say?
No, because I know that's what you're doing. But
I think, to be fair, I also heard horse wrestling.
He said horse whispering. But he said it in that Andy, kind of way.
Did he say horse racing?
Horse riding. Racing, that's it. That's what he heard.
I thought he said whispering.
No, he said horse racing, and it was very clear.
I heard horse wrestling. But I caught two horses going at it.
Tim, listen, I know you don't host any podcasts.
It's true.
But when you're in the fucking thick of it, when you're back and forth and you're volleying back like a tennis match, like that match that lasted a really long time. I don't know if it was a real match or they just made that HBO movie about it.
It was fake.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
You just sometimes things get lost in the fray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I heard was horse wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, here's the interesting thing is a lot of people have been responding to this, and I appreciate this. A lot of people have been saying, how do you see these people? Like, what are they wearing? Is it two horses or is
How do you see these people?
Is it two horses versus each other? Is it a man versus a horse?
Uh-huh.
Right? What are they wearing when they're wrestling? Does the horse also have to wear the wrestling onesie?
These are the questions.
Yes, it is. The horse absolutely has to wear the wrestling onesie. That's part of the wrestling, is you got to get him in the onesie.
So if you're just wrestling the horse and you're in the outfit, but he's not, that's a street match.
It is not a sanctioned match.
Shit, damn. This role.
It is not a sanctioned match.
Okay.
You win automatically if you can suplex the horse.
Mm-hmm.
I just want everyone to know that. So we're going to be looking at those later. Quick housekeeping.
Does horse wrestling have a Royal Rumble to decide the number one contender that will face off at Horsemania?
Yes, it does.
So
now that you're saying it.
30 horses. Is it 15 horses and 15 men in a ring?
I think it's 15-15. How many people are in a
30,
Royal
30.
Yeah, so it has to be even.
And it's over the top rope.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happens. If you're out of the ring, you're out of the ring.
Got it.
If you don't wear your onesie into the ring, you're automatically disqualified.
Done. Okay.
Okay. If two men want to wrestle each other, that's just wrestling.
That's not horse wrestling. What if it's the men wrestling, men and horses, I don't want to be, weird here. I want to be very inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
If they kind of take the onesies off
in
the ring,
do
they get disqualified?
No. If the onesie comes off in the ring during the thick of
natural.
It, that's just what's going to happen.
Got it. Okay.
That just sells more tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You show a nip here and there. I don't
know.
How
many nips do horses have?
Nip? I don't know.
Kevin, can we get a nip count on the horses?
They have two nips.
They have two nips. Is that confirmed?
Do they not have?
I feel like they got a whole bunch of nips going on.
The Rosa nips like cows.
I'm looking up horse nips.
Kevin, Google.
Please Google horse nips.
Horse, but space, and then nipples, and see what happens. Just see what comes up and bring that up side unseen. I won't even look at it. Just bring it up. Let's see if we can get kicked off. Do not do that. While he's looking at that, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we put this on podcast services. I asked last Friday, hey, do people listen to this? And a lot of people said, yeah, we do listen to a lot of your podcasts as podcasts.
Wow.
That's great. That's awesome. Very good. You're missing the visual aspect of what Kevin's about to show us right now, though. And that's unfortunate for you. But you guys can always go back and watch this on YouTube, because guess what? We post it on YouTube every day as well. Thank you so much to everyone who's been taking the conversation from this, bringing it to YouTube. It's really cool to see everyone continuing it over there. Do centaurs suckle from horse nipples or human nipples? That is a great question. Because they're both. Right? They're both.
But my question still hasn't been answered.
Sorry, give me one second.
How many nips?
We'll figure it out. Shortly. A couple housekeeping things. Kev.
Yep.
Let's bring up that Valentine's Day card. Now, as you guys know, Valentine's Day right around the corner.
One second. Let's do the Valentine's Day.
There it is,
card.
Right there. There it is. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Do you know what you want to get your significant other? Well, while you're figuring that out, guess what? The Patreon fan mail tier from January is a little Valentine's Day card from us. Oh. We want to give you guys a little love. So if you go over right now and support at the fan mail tier on our Patreon, on kindoffunny.com/Patreon, you will get. Excuse me, patreon.com/kindoffunny, you will get our own little private little, you know, Valentine's Day card for you guys. You want a little love? You want my face in your mail? Maybe you're going to get it.
You want my face in your mail?
Maybe you're going to get
Scarfino.
It.
Scarfino. God damn. Mm-hmm. What do we have here?
Oh, Christ.
I'm back, boys.
Oh, man.
What were they thinking when
I
they made
you,
this outfit?
And then I see you, and I don't miss you, you know?
It's rare you go to Quebec and you touch the face of God, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I did it. And that God's name... It's Bone Carnival or something like that.
I can't something like that, yeah.
Bonhomme Carnival. Kevin, show the video.
Bonhomme.
This is me right here. Many people know from many Game Over Greggy shows, Bonhomme Carnival here. He terrifies Jen.
Yeah.
He was her, I don't know, biggest
greatest fear,
fear I would say. This is what he was.
Rightfully so,
kiss,
by the way.
His kiss, and then I went and met him, and I tamed him, Nick.
You tamed him.
And I became a believer in Bonhomme Carnival.
The thing about you...
Bonhomme?
Yeah, John Bonhomme.
Bonhomme Carter.
Don't pronounce the H that hard.
Yeah, I know, but we do, because America.
The thing about you, I watch this, and you move like him.
Yeah.
You both move the same.
Well,
you're
cut
say
from the same
remember,
cloth,
yeah.
right?
Kevin,
you're,
can cut back to me. Because if you remember, we've showed the video before, Kevin, of him doing it. Yeah, it's that thing where he's like doing it, and he just warms up a little, and he like that. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
You're so close to the LED wall.
I'm fine with the LED wall. The LED wall and I have a connection.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Now I have a question, Greg.
Yeah.
Those black things going down is his his mid...
Right.
His
eyeballs.
His front spine.
Eyeballs.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they nips?
No,
they aren't nips.
Those are actually eyeballs.
How many nips does a horse have?
Nips, he doesn't have.
How many nips does
a horse
have?
They have two teats. I looked into it.
They have two.
So I was correct. Fun fact, you can often look at an animal's litter and double it, and that's how many nipples they have.
Oh, because horses only have one horse at a time.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I would have guessed that's fun. I would have guessed like...
Doesn't a cow only have one cow at a time, though?
They call it a calf.
No, they can have them.
Now, Greg, this story fascinates me to no end.
Sure.
Because I remember it was like a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
We were at the old place hanging out when Jen first told me about this thing.
Bonhomme Carnival.
Bonhomme Carnival. And I thought it was so funny because I'm like, she was actually scared of it. And I didn't believe it.
There's photos up on her site, on twitter.com/gangster, of her terrified hugging. She was still scared of him.
And I mean, but she told me the story, she showed the videos, and I thought it was so funny. But the fact that you've met this man makes me very happy. Like, I feel like you went out of your way.
Well, you have to understand, to the people of Quebec, this is a god.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him. And not only did I meet him,
a god.
He went out of his way to meet me. Like, this wasn't like I waited in line, right? I had a behind closed doors meetings with, well, not, I mean, behind closed ice or whatever, with Bonhomme Carnival, where he walked up and he goes, Greggy! I have this whole a video too.
He talks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and yeah.
He knew you?
This
he was like awaiting your...
Talks. Oh, yeah. No, this was preset. This went through the top chain of command at Quebec people.
See, every once in a while, I don't know if he's fucking...
I'm not
I can't
with
tell
you
either. But
this
he's
is
like,
the
I mean,
thing.
So if we're
they
looking
were like
at this...
Wait a second. A guy with 1.2 Twitter, million Twitter followers is coming to Quebec City?
Yeah, just throw that out there.
Carnival du Quebec. And if you ever can't remember that, they wrote it on the side of the mug.
It's pretty much... There's only two famous people from Quebec.
Yeah.
It's you and George St. Pierre. That's pretty much it.
Exactly.
No one else. No one's ever heard of anyone else coming from Quebec.
This was a private meeting, Kevin. I walked up and he came out of this little van back there and he was speaking English.
Now, I believe you for two reasons.
Sure.
One, you never tell a lie, ever.
Of course.
And two, there are a lot of official-looking gentlemen with red coats around
you.
Like, that guy in the back looks like he does not fuck around. Look at his sunglasses.
No, he's ready to take
he's wearing the
down.
Hat and sunglass combo.
If someone
that
tries
means
to
don't
suck
around
those
now,
nips.
Here's the thing about Bonhomme Carnival a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
This man needs no protection. Like,
have you seen that kick?
I shook this man's hand. It engulfed my hand. Mm-hmm. This is a mountain of a man.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Is he actually that tall?
Yes.
He's taller than you.
I mean, there might be maybe there's like a padding in the foot, but I mean, like, this dude.
The helmet's a little big too. So,
but I mean, the black part.
Look where his shoulders stand.
Yeah, exactly. He's huge.
They're at nose level to Greg.
Is it? Because correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. This is my conspiracy theory here. Sure. Does Hulk Hogan not do that same kick?
Oh,
sweet chin music?
Hulk's not that. No, that sweet chin music from
Hulk
Hogan.
I'm just saying.
A lot of mistakes.
That could be Hulk Hogan right there.
It's not Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, Canada's greatest American hero.
True.
Right there. We haven't seen him in a while since the whole Gawker thing went down.
Yeah.
That could be. I'm just saying. That's why he met you. You know each other.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I feel like the last thing he'd want to do after all that is wear all white.
But here's what I want you to do.
That's a good point. Here's a good point. He did have a slightly racist rant in that.
Slightly racist.
Slightly racist.
Here's what I want you to know about the people of Quebec. In
the Quebecois.
Bonhomme Carnival, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone is committed to the Bonhomme Carnival mythos in a way that's insane. In the fact that, like, you know that's a man in the suit, but they will never admit that that's a man in the suit. And if I was talking to somebody else, names have been changed to protect the innocent. And they were like, well, my dad did this and did that, blah, blah, blah. And behind closed doors, he won't take the suit off. And then when people are like, you can take the suit off, it's just us. We're discussing what we're going to do. He's like, I know. What do you mean a suit? Blah, blah, blah. Like, he's like,
it's terrifying.
All in.
That's even scarier.
This is his thing. And like, remember when Jen initially said to us a long time ago why she was terrified of him? She's like, well, it's because nobody knows who he is. And it's true. It's true that this guy is just fucking a god to them.
I can't stop looking at this gift.
Now, there's a couple things here, though, Greg, that, like, there's some big leaps of logic that you're making. You've multiple times in this referenced him as a god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand people don't know who he is and whatever, but do they actually see him as a religious entity? No.
He's a big deal. When I put these photos up and met other Quebec people, I was like, oh, they were like, oh, fuck, you got to meet Bonhomme Carnival.
Like, they were stoked about it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Behind the ice?
It's a big deal. Otherwise, you gotta be one of these snot-nosed fucking kids waiting in line.
I really
there.
Like this kid.
This guy fucking knew me.
I can't stop.
Wait, you see the video.
There's another thing that I feel that I need to comment on in this.
Please do.
Greg. Now, a long time ago, they made a movie that has become probably one of my top two movies of all time called Cliffhanger.
Sure.
Now, during Cliffhanger, Sylvester Stallone has a beard.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember the videos or not, actually. Now, I think I might be thinking Rocky IV.
I think
in Rocky IV, he had a beard. Let me start that over. A long time ago, they made one of my top two movies. Rocky IV, right? Rocky goes into the woods, grows a beard. You look like Sylvester Stallone from Rocky IV with this fucking mountain beard that you got going on right now. It's getting to the unruly state.
Yeah.
This is the thing you have to understand. As new to the beard family, God damn, look at him. He's fucking gorgeous. Kevin, cut to that. He's gorgeous.
Cut to that.
Jesus Christ. Look at those fucking shoulders.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's him from Rocky. He's pushing a fucking plow of some sort.
It's photoshopped.
What?
It's Photoshop.
I thought it was CGI.
You can see that the things he's holding aren't straight. They Photoshop those curves.
The blur tool.
Blur tool, yeah.
No, I think that's just a still from the movie. I remember that. Like, there's another one up there that you can see. If you go up to the top right hand there, Kevin, the black and white, there's just another one of him.
Another Photoshop.
Anyway, long story short, Greg, what is your strategy for keeping this thing from being unruly? Because you have to have a strategy.
I never have. I've never needed the strategy before as the beard continues to grow. Thanks to your support on patreon.com/kindoffunny. So if you remember, you were all saying I'm going to have to trim it at some point. Yeah. I was doing the thing with just my sideburn trimmer on my normal extra razor and doing this and doing that. Yeah. And then in Quebec, everybody's got a beard up there. It's just insane.
Yeah,
you know
it's too much.
So I didn't even worry about it.
It keeps the heat in.
I bought one of them Norelco. Here's a million fucking attachments.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do what you're going to do with it. And I don't know how to use it. So I'm happy to announce right here, exclusive Kinda Funny Morning Show announcement. At some point today, Andy is going to shave me in the bathroom, and I'll put it up on Instagram.com/KindaFunnyVids. Kevin Coelho from KindaFunny.com, you have a question.
Can he do your back also?
No, my back doesn't need it. Jen loves it. She likes something to grab on back there.
It's patchy, though. And
it's blotchy.
They're so thin, the hairs.
It looks like a mistake. It's disgusting. One time, I had to wax Greg Miller's back.
You didn't have to.
And it was
nobody made you.
The worst experience of my life. One, never wax anything, and two, it started bleeding immediately. I couldn't get through half of it before I threw up
so
in my mouth.
Blood.
It was gross.
It was
disgusting.
A lot. Yeah. It was a lot. Now, Greg, I do not envy your strife here.
Your hands clean?
Because no one can shave their beard when they know what they're doing. And I say that because I don't know how to shave my beard. And I fucked
but
up
you,
real
what
bad.
Did you do?
I fucked up real bad.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you guys, you got to find
a beard
guy. Because
the problem is, you do the thing, you start going, and then it's just like, oh, I need to even it out, and then you end up like this. But I'm like, in a week, I'm going to look great, and I'm stoked about that. The thing that you need to keep, that you need to do, is you need to bring it lower here and higher here.
Andy, is that a, I mean, you're in charge, Andy. Do you agree with that?
We'll see.
I mean, look we'll at look at all of us. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but Nick doesn't have double chins anymore.
But it, no, but it doesn't matter,
yours
though.
Yours is like this weird...
Right now, it's like, no, like right now it's not good. You know? But like...
Tim's looks like when a kid just figures out that he can grow.
I went too far. I went too far, admittedly, guy.
Yeah.
I know.
What I want to do is the AJ from Backstreet Boys.
Nope, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I don't trust Andy.
Where it's like 2 millimeters thick.
I don't trust Andy. I don't trust Andy at all. I'm gonna say it.
No, I'm well,
we're
gonna do a great job.
We're gonna put like the biggest guide on there first, just to get the right to shape. Is that what we're doing? I don't know how you do this.
I'm telling you, you're
a contractor.
Beard guy.
Multiply by four.
Just go get a beard guy.
Andy.
No, Andy doesn't.
He doesn't have the beard.
Andy, Andy cuts his own hair. Look at him.
Mango guy. It's great.
You are a
mango.
Yeah,
mango bag.
Ragu bag.
All right. Well, thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. Greg and Andy. Greg and Andy. That was good. That was my bird.
Andy, let me get some mango, dude.
There it is. There's that sweet chin music. What is the kick called?
Shawn Michaels does a finishing move that's called the sweet chin music.
Is it a kick?
Yes.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan does the atomic leg drop.
Ah, that's what I'm thinking.
And he comes in and he drops like this. Okay. Undertaker runs in and does the giant boot to your face.
So I wasn't 100% wrong. There is a kick called the sweet chin music. It just was
correct.
Not
yes.
Hulk
from
Hogan,
Hulk.
On his best, the Hogan. Most athletic 21-year-old day, could not do sweet chin music.
Sweet chin music is a very, very high kick.
How high?
Got him.
Greg, show us.
Nick, stand up. I've done this a million times.
That's not happening. That's just not happening.
God, all of his teeth
have. A couple other fun things. Our good friend of the family, Brian Altano, stopped by last week to do a one-on-one with Tim. Gamescast is really good.
It is one of my favorite Gamescasts we have ever done. I fucking love it, and the response has been fantastic so far. Give him some love, definitely. Agent Bizzle on Twitter.
Yep.
Go check it out. It's on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you want more stuff like this, let us know in the comments. I think you will, because it was a damn good time.
It's nice. It's always good to bring in a couple outside voices, especially people who have never, you know, talked about a video game before. It's surprising he knows so much.
No, I mean, jokes aside.
I'm joking around.
He hasn't been on one of our proper shows in years, since episode 8 of the Game Over Grady show.
Really?
He was on a Patreon exclusive with you.
Yeah,
but
that was fun.
This is the first time he's been on like proper public content.
He's a smart guy, and he's a beautiful, beautiful
he's
human
a smart
being.
Guy.
We did. He was over at Drucker's show. He did Shit Arcade. We had a great time that night. It was good to catch. It's always good catching up. Okay, I think that's it for housekeeping. Now we'll go into a couple news stories. Let's do. Let's talk about the Grammy. Well, let's talk about what we did this weekend.
What we did this weekend.
Now, Tim,
we did a lot.
You got some interesting news this weekend.
I did. I got some amazing news, ladies and gentlemen. We did it. The wait is over.
For those of you listening at home,
mm-hmm.
we won the LaCroix competition.
Hell yes, we did. We did it, motherfuckers. All those people talking shit, Kevin Quello, like, we're not going to win. This is a waste of time. Fuck you, motherfucker. We won.
Wait,
all
on.
The people out there retweeting and helping us, thank you. You helped us make this happen.
I think Kevin went and got the LaCroix.
I just read the caption. It says runner-ups.
Now, here's the thing.
It doesn't sound
first
like
losers.
We won.
No,
first losers.
We very much won. We very much won. Now, here's the deal. I said this before when we were trying to enter it. I didn't want to win the grand prize.
Yeah.
I wanted the runner-up prize. The grand prize was a LaCroix lounge where they come and they like deck out your kitchen to make it look all pretty and
don't
nice.
Eat it.
They don't give you LaCroix.
No.
Wait,
so,
what?
Yeah, there's no LaCroix that comes with that.
Oh, shit.
That's why I wanted the runner-up, which is 412 packs of LaCroix. Then we're gonna fucking get it. I'm so stoked about this. Now here's the thing, Nick. They called me. Well, I called them technically. They told me to call them. I call them. I'm on the phone with them. And I'm just like, hey, what's up, man? Tell me what I want. And he's just like, well, here's the deal. Like, we need to see if your office is okay with getting the lounge and like if it's good. And
right.
I was like, let me stop you right there. Can we just take the runner-up prize?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, sure.
I'm like, we just want the LaCroix.
Sign us up. Sign us up. And so here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We fucking did it.
There you go. And guess what? It's because we're all winners. Not just us. You guys are winners, too. Do you know why? Because you get to see me lose my shit when they deliver 400 fucking 12
packs gonna be so good,
of LaCroix to the office. And everywhere I go, there are LaCroix. And it's going to be funny for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, Greg. It's going to be really funny for a day. Month two is when I will start losing my shit.
It's funny.
Month
three, funny.
When I start taking them and hurling them at bystanders.
You're mispronouncing functional. It's going to be functional 2 months later. When everywhere I look, I can just fucking grab these things and just go to town.
I just imagine. Have you guys ever seen Blade? Remember the original Blade starring Stephen Dorff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in it. He was the bad guy. There's a part where they go down into the library and they find this really, really like this gigantically fat vampire that can't move. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's what you're, not the fat part, but you're going to be swimming in LaCroix cans and not be able to move. And I'm just going to shine a UV light on you, sir, and burn you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's how it's going to happen.
Rosie, I think, was that thing's name.
But no, real talk. Thank you, guys. This is once again proof that when we put our minds together and our retweet abilities together, we can accomplish anything. And
anything.
You better goddamn believe that we're gonna fucking do way more things in the future.
Yeah, some would say
help. So
hey,
thank you.
All of that power you guys could use for good.
We do.
We do sometimes.
Charity.
We do for the kids.
Charity.
We got the big kids out there. We got the training gamers that we're trying to push our friends. That's not, I mean, that's murky territory. That's like, it's kind of good, but it's also kind of.
We're having our friends. That's
good.
Good,
right?
Yeah.
We push them out there. But yeah, this right here, none of those things. This is just for pure Tim Geddes wants those LaCroix.
Now,
he wants,
I mean,
he
Tim,
wants to
anyone,
swim in LaCroix.
Now, I want this to be clear to everybody. I did this for the betterment of everyone. Yes, it benefits me greatly. But Joey loves LaCroix. Andy loves LaCroix. Kevin's now fine with LaCroix. My brother, Cool Greg, what's your stance on LaCroix?
I'm cool with that, drink it.
He's cool with it. He
but
drinks.
But do you fuck with it? Do you fuck with it?
Pretty sure that means.
All right,
he fucks with it. See,
son of a bitch.
It's good for
Tim,
everyone.
Has anyone spoken to you about what we're actually going to receive? Are we going to?
So
get
that's what is very interesting. In an ideal world, it's monthly deliveries, right?
In an ideal world, it's a little brochure with like you rip out a coupon. It's 400 little coupons, and that's it. We're set. That's all we need. Just
no, I don't
coupons.
Want that. I don't want that at all.
Oh, I want that
I
so
want
bad.
To bring it to me. So yeah, we don't know the delivery
Kevin
method
on this
yet. We don't know.
When we got all those LaCroix, I want to say there was no more than 30. The LaCroix that we had, the amount of boxes.
Yeah. Now, granted, those aren't 12 packs, are
those
they?
Those are 12
packs. Oh, those are 12 packs, okay.
Those are 8 packs.
Those are 8 packs. So 12 packs even going to be bigger. Although they might be the smaller, the thinner cans.
No, because those are more expensive.
Yeah, so that's a lot. We'll figure it out.
It's gonna be a good
and
time.
I'm sure that on I'm sure that
I'm scared.
At no point will I lose my shit.
No.
No point.
No.
It'll be fine.
It will be totally fine.
Joey Noel, of course, in the chat saying kind of funny fucks with LaCroix.
It's we our do stance. Fuck with LaCroix. Man. It's our fucking stance.
Now, Tim.
Yes.
Last week you had some unfortunate news happen to you. This is great because you needed it.
I did.
You needed this.
God, I needed it so bad.
You needed it. Last week you got a very expensive parking ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me this photo, no message. You just sent
photo.
Me this photo,
mm-hmm.
and I think I infer from
respond.
This. I didn't because I wasn't sure if it was a good thing or a bad thing, or if potentially you were sending it to someone else. What explain to me what's happening.
So here's the thing. This came up on our Reddit this weekend.
Yeah.
I want to say it was Brett that did this.
Brett.
Based on the conversation that we had on Friday about my parking ticket that I got. The egregious parking ticket that I got.
The $875.
Just for me explaining where it was and stuff. Somebody Google Earthed it. And found it. And when they found the Google Street View picture, there's a car parked illegally exactly where I was pulled over.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now this totally can give people a better picture of what I was dealing with.
The thing is this.
You can even see the train that I tried to pull out of the way from to create the free aisle,
yeah.
the free lane for mm-hmm. to not impede traffic, right?
Yeah.
So I pulled in there, and you can see clearly the red curb that if it was blue, I would never have pulled into.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any signs? Any signs here that you were like, oh, that's a handicap spot?
No, the only thing that I would think is, okay, that's not a parking spot. You're not allowed to park
Absolutely.
There. But in San Francisco, it is not uncommon. I'm not saying this is a defense, because
mm-hmm.
it's not. It's clearly mm-hmm. not a place you're supposed to park. You know
I
this.
Did something wrong. I know.
Kevin, can we scroll down just a skosh? A little skosh on
it.
But in San Francisco, that, when you're talking about coming and going in a city as densely populated with cars and people as this, that is not necessarily unheard. I would probably park there. I'd pull into there if my wife
Absolutely.
Were that gentleman right there trying mm-hmm. to get into the car. I would pull in because I, unlike every fucking Uber driver in the city, actually care about leaving space
about
for people to come.
About not impeding traffic.
Yeah, left and right.
Now, Tim, right here, is this the disabled parking pole?
No.
You can see right there where there's a bike attached to it. See the bike? It is attached to a pole that is right here.
Well, I mean, either way, it's like that's
no,
not...
No, I understand. I'm just trying to get... I'm trying to see the... Because clearly, now it's covered here with the red label, all right? Now, but I believe right here...
I mean, I think we can go do our own investigatory
journalism. We can figure it out,
journalism.
But either way, it's not facing towards me. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. my thing is, if that curb was blue, indicating handicap spot, mm-hmm. which that clearly now I know is, which, yeah. Why the fuck is it not blue? Why no are they knows. Not telling, like, why no is it red? Knows.
Maybe because they use it for senior citizens as well. I don't know.
I think we should go to the DMV, get a little handbook, and see what it says about hash. Whatever that
thing. I mean, it's online. You can
should
see,
we like, get Cool Greg to get us hash first? We smoke the hash. We go over to the DMV. We just have a great fucking time.
I don't know what that
hashish?
Is.
Hashish?
There's a lot of people in the chat that I'm trying not to get upset with based on, you know, their understandings of things. I understand I did something wrong. What I'm saying is that is not worth $875. Yeah. And that is not worth being a violation of handicap parking. Because that is not clearly handicap parking, and that's fucking bullshit.
Panzer 2 brings up a very good point. Stop admitting guilt. Stop it.
But I did it.
There's a defense of the law.
But he's admitting guilt.
I'm admitting guilt to, I understand that I pulled in somewhere that I shouldn't have pulled in. Now, there's a whole bunch of debate about, I didn't park, I was standing, is what it's called when you're in the car and the car's still on. I was there for 20 seconds, you crossed the street and got in the car.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm taking it to the streets.
Take it to the streets. Many sites in the chat says, Nick, stop being a jerk toward Uber drivers. I will stop being a jerk toward Uber drivers when Uber drivers realize that pulling into a spot is better than double parking.
Yep.
As soon as all Uber drivers realize that, very basic function of not getting in my way or making me have to go around other cars, thus putting my life in danger, I will stop being jerks to them. I will also stop being jerks to Uber drivers when they actually learn how to drive.
There's a lot of people who work as Uber drivers, and like, dude, that's awesome. I'm glad you have that. But like, goddamn, respect the law of like driving. Like,
just
don't
get out of my way.
I've had people just stop right in front of me, middle of the street, for no fucking reason other than they're picking someone up.
Many sites says it's a great service, Nick. They are underpaid too. I appreciate that. Again, I'm not denigrating the overall concept of Uber. I used Uber on Saturday night. I have no problem with them. I'm just saying, abide by some level of rules when it comes to double parking in the city. Because I always have to go around you and then I almost get in a head-on collision. Is that fair? Is it fair that I die so that you cannot get, where is, I don't understand. Also, the address, just assume the address is two houses back, okay? Wherever you're gonna stop, Uber driver, stop two houses back from that. That's where the address is. And for God's sake, stop talking to my wife.
Did I tell you about my, did I talk to either one of you guys about my Uber experience this weekend?
No, but I'm sure it was just as good as all my other Uber experiences.
It's actually surprising.
What happened?
I picked up an Uber to go to my mechanic.
Yeah.
And I go outside and I'm like, where? Like, it says it's here. That's weird. There's just this Tesla Model X parked over there.
No
and
shit.
I pull my phone up and I'm like, oh yeah, it's a Model X.
Yeah, of course it is.
And then I get in it and the guy's like, hey, you know, like, I'm like, well, this is interesting. And he's like, yeah, I just got it like 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, why are you Ubering? He's like, oh, it's like a way for me to get out of the house and like, you know.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And it's like, I guess, $120,000 car.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I would not let anyone in that car.
The
period.
Doors
period.
Are really cool.
Yeah,
makes
I know.
You feel fancy as fuck when
yeah,
you open
up. Yeah, it's a dope
up.
Car.
Yeah.
You do have to wonder, you're like, why? What kind of psychopath buys that car and then goes, let's get everyone, all these asshole drunk people in San Francisco to put in it, myself being one of them most of the time. Okay, we've talked shit about Uber long enough. Tim, let's go into the Grammys.
Let's go into the Grammys.
Let's talk about it. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I did not, because we were doing a watch-along, a very successful watch-along.
Oh, of Royal Rumble.
The WWE Royal Rumble.
How was that last night?
Oh my God, it was so fun. Let's talk about the Grammys, though, because I missed out. I didn't get to, I did a cursory glance at the winners, but yeah. I want to kind of look at this more.
Now, this is outside of my realm of expertise. Well, some would say, Nick, what is inside your realm of expertise? Starbucks, and that is all. The Grammys were last night. And here is we're going to go through a list of all the winners. This is the 60th annual Grammy Awards. Here are some of the highlights. Bruno Mars swept top categories, winning Album, Record, and Song of the Year. Wow. That's interesting.
It is interesting. I get it, though. Bruno Mars, fantastic performer.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, very talented in many ways when it comes to dancing, when it comes to singing, when it comes to playing instruments.
The man can perform.
The man can fucking perform.
He can fucking perform.
And he proved it to the world at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. So him getting this, like, I'll give it to him. You know what I mean? I know the Grammys already did, but Tim Geddes will too.
Evidently, Kendrick Lamar dominated the rap categories and opened the show with a fiery performance, which I saw some stills from. It looked pretty cool. Alyssa Cara won Best New Artist. Am I saying her name right?
Alicia.
Cara. So no. So zero. Zero for two on that
and
one.
And again, good for her. She's fantastic. She swept the world by storm. She's a great new artist.
So going in, approved. Album of the Year, 24K Magic, Bruno Mars. Record of the Year, 24K Magic, Bruno Mars. Song of the Year, That's What I Like. I guess Christopher Brody Brown. Is that Chris Brown? No, that's someone else.
No, Bruno Mars as well.
That's Bruno Mars as well. Okay, so this is all Bruno Mars. So he won those top. Best New Artist was Alicia Cara. Best Pop Solo Performance, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Is he the guy? He's the guy that got all that hate for being in the fucking episode of Game of Thrones. Everyone's like, shut up,
Ed
Sheeran.
Shape of You, definitely a fucking... It's a slap when it comes to being popular, you know? It's the, I'm in love with the shape of...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. A little Calypso style music. Yeah, it's great. I mean, I've heard that song about a bazillion times. Best Pop Duo group performances, Feel It Still, Portugal the Man.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a slap, too. But Nate Stig here, Despacito should have won Song of the Year. And I totally fucking agree. Despacito was the song of the year. That doesn't make it a good song. That no. doesn't make it... It was the song of 2017.
It was the song undeniably. Of 2017. Best Pop Vocals, Ed Sheeran. Best Dance Recording, Tonight by LCD Sound System. Best Dance... See, there's a lot. There's a bunch fucking of bullshit categories.
Doesn't matter.
What are the good categories? Best R&B song, That's What I Like.
So again, best traditional R&B performance, Redbone by Childish Gambino. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars winning a whole bunch of more shit.
Yeah, Bruno Mars is fucking
The Weeknd Starboy album winning best urban contemporary album.
Why the fuck are there so many awards at the Grammys?
But Jay-Z didn't win anything. Cool Greg, we need the Cool Greg effect. What's your stance on Jay-Z not winning anything? Get over it.
While he's doing that, we'll go through what Kendrick Lamar won. Best rap performance, best rap song, song performance, best rap song. Album. Jesus Christ, there's so many different things. Best album. Damn, he cleaned up.
And best video.
And best video.
Man, I don't know. I think it's bullshit that Jay-Z didn't win anything and SZA didn't win anything. They just gave it to Kendrick because they want to be woke. Because they're just trying to fit in, man. I think it's bullshit.
It's interesting, though,
there
because...
There you go, the Cool Greg effect.
There you go. Thanks, Cool Greg. It's interesting because, I haven't read the article, so I can't really fully comment, but a lot of people are saying that the Grammys were very tone-deaf as far as... inclusion last night.
Last night?
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that they were, you know, that they were, it's not as diverse a group of winners as far as like female to male ratio of winners. Lots of things like that.
Yeah, man. You know, it's whatever. That's a conversation for another day.
It is a conversation
for another day. Because the Ed Sheeran one, it was him and a whole bunch of other women. It was him, not other women. It was him and women, all right?
I'm like, what do you know that I don't know about Ed Sheeran?
In the category. And I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, like Shape of You,
it's There's a hot
no
song.
Way
it's
that
a hot
that
song.
Was not the winner compared to the other ones in the category.
Fascinating. So. Yeah.
And I honestly, like, maybe not women to men ratios, mm-hmm. but in terms of just looking at what was even up for album of the year, mm-hmm. very, very impressive. I was like, this is progressive as hell.
Okay, interesting. Well, that's, again, we've extended the knowledge that I have about the Grammys, so that's where it goes. That's all I got right there. Let us know if you guys agree or disagree or even care about the Grammys in the comments below when this hits YouTube. If not, put it in the chat right now. If you guys have anything to say about that. If not, we'll just move right along. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, this is a fun one. Bring this up.
Sorry, one second.
Sure, when you get a chance. This is from ION. I just wanted to look at this and think about, hey, how awesome it is to be a kid right now. Now, Tim, mm-hmm. before you bring this up, Kev, well, there it is.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, we had nothing. Nothing. My parents would go, they'd go out, listen to me. They'd go out to the yard.
Listen to him.
They'd go out to the yard and they'd grab a stick mm-hmm. and they would say, "This is your stick. This is what you get to play with. Mm-hmm. If you hit your brother with it, I'll hit you back." You understand? Okay. They would say, "If you hit your brother with it, I'm gonna hit you back three times as hard."
Yeah.
So my stick, Strike my friend Sticky, had to be all of the Marvel toys that I wanted. Mm-hmm. It had to be all of the Star Wars toys that mm-hmm. I wanted. It had to be my best friend. Yeah. Because when you're a kid running around with a stick instead of real toys, nobody wants to be your friend.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I got. This is what kids get today. A Star Wars Transformers mashup where the Millennium Falcon turns into this.
Yeah.
I would have literally strangled another child to have this. I would have done it.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, man, this is, you kind of nailed it. While I didn't have to play with sticks, I had to play with the old die-cast Transformers that, you know, after
were
a
impossible
months,
to actually were, transform.
Yeah, and they kind of broke and one of their legs would just be like super loose and like just,
you know. Tighten those.
But then, yeah, eventually the kids got to grow up with all this shit. And 10 years ago, they started the Star Wars Transformers line, which led to a Marvel Transformers line and all that stuff where it's like Spider-Man transforms into, I don't know, a fucking spider car or some shit. And it's like, yeah, this shit's really cool. And Lego also did the same thing where Lego started, like, back in my day, Kevin. Remember back in my day?
Mm-hmm. I was there. It was
we
our
played
days.
The Legos, and Legos was like, oh shit, there's ninjas.
There was
pirate. Shit, there's pirates and knights. And then towards the end of it, it's like, oh, Star Wars is here, and Harry Potter's here, and cool. And then all of a sudden, they're like, fuck it. Legos aren't even their own thing anymore.
Phantom Menace. We had Phantom Menace.
We did. But hey, man, Darth Maul with his dual side. Yeah. That was fucking cool. But yeah, it's to see this, I hope the kids are happy today. I guess that's the point that I'm trying to get
Buff Arms asks a very important question. Nick was an 80s kid, right? Did he not have authentic Star Wars and real Optimus Prime? I did. Yeah. I actually got all the real toys. It was fucking amazing. But we didn't appreciate them back then.
Yeah, but those toys
Do you understand? Yeah, they were like basically birthday candles. That's what those toys felt like.
Four birthday points candles. Of articulation.
Yeah. There was literally the original Star Wars toys. All they could do was this. That's it.
They didn't move their legs either?
Although I think they can move the legs. Okay. Obi-Wan had this cool thing where like the lightsaber would come out of his hand and go back in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But then he also had one arm that was way too big then.
No. It was the same size. It had a little toggle and you pushed it out.
You're not remembering correctly. His arm was actually, like, the right one had to be a lot bigger to compensate for
Really?
That.
No way.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man, I love it.
So Greg Miller has sent us this video.
Okay, let me see.
Give me 1 second.
I don't like the idea of Greg sending us video messages during the
show.
Yeah,
he could just come in and be on the show.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller. I'm back in the kind of funny office after a week off. And a lot of people say you can't have fun in the office if you're all alone. And you know what I say to that?
It would be a shame if I beat your ass. Andy, it would be a shame if I beat your ass, Andy, all day. Yeah, it would be a shame if I beat your ass. It would be a shame if I beat your ass. Hey, Andy, it would be a shame if I beat your ass. It would be a shame if I beat your ass. Andy.
Wow, all this happened.
So have fun in your office, everybody. I know I do. Come here, you.
Are you going to the bathroom? The thing about this is this, that took a dark turn.
It did.
Because remember the last time Spider-Man came to the office and sang a song to Andy, and by the way, I'm so pissed off that every time Spider-Man comes, I don't get to meet him.
Yeah.
It's absurd. Mm. But yeah, the last song was, if you remember, I got a sexy song for Andy. So apparently Andy has rebuffed Spider-Man, and now Spider-Man wants to beat Andy's ass.
Fuck, man. What'd you do, Andy?
What the fuck did you do to Spider-Man?
Was that video ADR'd?
We don't. Spider-Man, it's all Spider-Man's ADR because he can't talk through the mask.
I don't know what I did.
You don't know?
No. Stop pissing Spider-Man off.
You went from sexy to very, very upsetting.
Yeah, cool. I don't know, man.
I don't know what you did either.
I'm really worried, though. But then Greg was a part of it, too. Not only Spider-Man.
Well, Greg knows Spider-Man. So it's very much, like, I bet if you talk to Greg, he could put a good word in for you.
Maybe he can turn
with Spider-Man, and maybe he can turn around. But if Spider-Man wants to make out with you, you might just want to let him. Because he's a lot bigger than I remember Spider-Man.
But what was Greg doing with your head?
I'm not sure.
In the end there.
I'm not sure at all. Like I saw it earlier, and I walked by it, and it looked kind of wet. And
tainted?
Yeah.
Did it look like someone spilled yogurt on it?
Yeah.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign, sir.
Damn.
There it
might
is.
Might have been spider webs. You're right. I've never seen this version before.
It's old school, yeah.
It looks stupid as shit.
The one that I have.
Why does he have Yoda's cane?
Look up.
No, it's his lightsaber.
I know.
Look up Obi-Wan, though, because Obi-Wan had the blue lightsaber.
Yeah.
That looks like a.
It looks like a fucking fire horse.
It looks like a dog dick. That's what it looks like.
It looks like,
one of the horse dicks when it comes out and it's like.
How many dicks do horses have?
Just the one.
Kevin, can we Google horse dick, please?
I don't want to.
Let's Google horse
that
dick.
That will get
it's
us back.
Part of your job. Just look at. I need you to look at horse dicks for the next 15 minutes. Do not look at us though.
Yeah
we got a little green spot. Scooby-Doo. We're gonna have to reset the wall at some point. Kevin's working on it. That'd be great. It would be a shame though if Spider-Man beat your ass.
It would.
God, he would beat the shit out of you though.
He would.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the point of the show. We usually reserve for a deep dive into very important topics, but today is not that day.
Mm-mm.
Yesterday, no. Friday, I issued a challenge to all the artists out there in our community. Okay, we're developing a new sport. Is it the XFL? No. Are they gonna bring that back? Sure, who cares? It doesn't fucking matter because it's gonna be smashed to pieces by the Horse Wrestling League. Almost called it the World Horse Wrestling League, but it could be.
Who knows, man? But right now, we gotta start small.
As everyone knows, though, when you're gonna start something new, the most important part is not the programming, it's not the rule set, it's not how you're gonna actually get people to train for this throughout generations to the point where you actually have a roster of very, very good fighters that make compelling content. Nah, it is what is the logo gonna look like?
Mm-hmm.
In perfect Tim Gettys fashion, fuck all the rest of the stuff. You got a hot logo, Everything else need, follows. Man.
Everything else will figure its place in the world.
This is what I'm talking about, Kev. Pull that up. That's what I'm talking about right there. It does have a little bit of a weird dick on it, though.
The weird dick on it.
Yeah, that little hood came out. You can take that off. Yeah. And I always lost it. It didn't matter. Going back to the original joke. Last week, I asked for new logos, and you guys, you came through. Let's pull these up. Tim, you and I are going to be the official
Horse Wrestling League logo choosers.
Thank you. Thank you for that. This is the first one. This is from, let's pull this up, Kev. This is from Ethereal Black. Totally real horse wrestling. And it's me, and it looks like a horse is mounting me from behind.
Mm-hmm.
You're mounting the horse.
No, I think it's on top of me.
No.
What am I doing to the horse?
You're clearly entering the horse.
And it says, I'm a psycho son of a bitch wrestling horse. A horse. Am I?
Yeah.
Look right there. You're behind. Like, see, this is the horse's backside.
But
the
head's
family
on my
fun for everyone, especially the kids.
Yeah. Well, that's disgusting. There it is.
So, okay, let's look at this. Pros and cons of it. The pros are I really like Totally Real Horse Wrestling.
Yeah.
As the like name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the choice of font.
I don't like the colors overall. It doesn't scream horse wrestling.
It screams, hey, you're on a family vacation and your dad's out of shit for you to do, so you have to go to that one place that stretches pennies. You know?
Yeah.
Or you walk in, and it's like, hey, we're gonna stretch a penny
weird
for
reference,
you.
And but you're
like,
all right. You nailed it.
I do like that you are yelling, I'm a psycho son of a bitch wrestling a horse.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, though, as far as...
Also, you're grabbing it by the ear.
Yeah, I'm grabbing it by his fucking ear.
Happening.
Yeah, I don't...
Oh.
He's on top of me.
And what? Why are you doing a gang sign?
All sorts of gang shit. I'm doing West Coast.
Have a Starbucks coffee, which I like that they didn't Photoshop out.
Where is that?
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's right. Well, you know, you got to get all the iconic imagery in there. All right, let's see the next one. Click on it. Oh... That's really good.
Really now, good.
That is really good.
There's a lot that I'm liking. There's a lot that I'm liking here. I really like the sexuality of the whole thing. Like, I like that, like, you see how poised that male body looks over the horse. And I like how it lines up so the horse's legs look like they're his legs, where it really captures the magic of horse wrestling, where the human and horse combine.
It is the perfect combination. It's the perfect melding point of man and beast.
Yes.
And that's what I really, really appreciate about this. Because you blink at it, if he's not holding the chair, he's just riding the horse. The chair.
Or is it a centaur?
He might
like,
know.
That's the thing that I like.
It could be a centaur.
No, it can't. It's got a horse head.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his dick. Maybe it's a big dick.
You're right.
This, of course, is from
Darth. That's a really big dick.
That has a mouth.
This is from at Darth Jaka, I think. Is it Jaka? How would you say that?
Darth Jaka, yeah.
Jaka. Okay, cool. Thank you for that. This is that's something, though.
It is.
It's there. I like that. I'm liking it. Kevin.
Yes.
Let's click over to the next one. Now, this was given to us, I believe. Oh, son of a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
They put together a
crowd.
I mean, sir.
Why haven't we sold this shirt already?
We are.
Oh, my God.
This is a good shirt.
Now, what I like about this is that it incorporates those fine United States of America.
Absolutely.
Is the beautiful country that
we
live in.
The United States.
The 50 to 51, depending on if Puerto Rico counts, states that we have here. Not including Hawaii, but it doesn't matter.
Or Alaska.
There's so much to love here.
This is classic.
This is a man suplexing a horse.
Now, what I like about this is not the United States. This is not the U.S. Horse Wrestling League, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the U.S. HL. This is the World Horse Wrestling League, okay?
Man.
World League. So what I like about this is it doesn't say world in there, but when we open it up to other to Europe, right? We could do the European continent.
Got it.
And it could be the WHWL.
Got it.
The World Horse Wrestling League.
Yes.
Right? Right now it's horse. You start small. Locally.
Yeah, locally.
Know? Yeah. It's like when all pro wrestling
we start locally. America.
Nothing more local than these United States.
But again, I like it because this is another one that makes you think. When
it
you
really
look
does.
At the design,
what's
you're just like,
what exactly
is happening? And it's just, I love that you see his hands, and it's like, we have earlier confirmed that horses do, in fact, have two nipples.
They do.
So you don't know, are those hands or are those nips?
Are they giant, swollen nipples? Nobody knows.
It's not where a horse's nipples are.
Nobody fucking knows.
No one knows where a horse's nipples are.
It's not true at all.
I've heard it both ways.
I gotta be honest. Tim, what's your gut tell you?
Hold on, there's more.
Oh, are there more?
There's more made by...
This is from John Liebrick, at J. Liebrick on Twitter.
Okay, okay. So same image.
Yeah, but
no,
different.
It's not. It's not America.
No America.
This is just. See, this is
like
one.
The America is clutch, though.
The America is clutch.
I don't know. This is fucking pretty good, though, because it gets across. It really puts the focus more on the fact that the guy is, in fact, suplexing the horse.
Yeah. I really want to speak to this kid and find out if he made this image or did he find this image? Where did the image come from?
I can't. I mean, I want to know too, and here's why.
It's so beautiful. It is. I like to think that it's a horse jumping while someone is holding on to them.
This is good too. This is cleaner. This is cleaner.
It is cleaner.
It doesn't scream America, but it is still red, white, and blue.
Oh, sorry, that was the last one.
All right.
Now,
that's the Shaq logo. That's the Shaq logo dunking.
It's so good, though. It's so good.
What is he doing?
What's the story here?
Like, he's about to fucking throw the pile driver?
Oh, he's tombstoning the horse.
Okay.
Whoa.
Now, granted, it's a horse, so the dynamics have to be a little different.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have arms.
Wow. Now, here's the thing. As funny as that is, I like the other images better, but I like just the HWL here. I think it's the cleanest integration of
it's
the
very clean.
The logo
it's very
so far.
Clean. Go back one, Kevin.
Going back one.
We're gonna go, because I feel like John, God, that's good. That's good. One more. Let me see the beginning. Let me see the America.
I still think the American one is
the
strongest.
I think that makes
the best shirt.
It really does. And this is the reason is because this logo is so strong, people in other countries are gonna want, they're gonna have to wear it.
You're right.
And there's nothing that makes me smile more than people in Europe and in the UK and in other countries having to acknowledge America. Because if there's one thing that America stands for in the rest of this world, it's we're in your face, you can't get rid of us. Whether you like it or not, we're fucking here to stay. We are here to stay.
Get used to it.
Get used to it, America.
That's what they say.
World.
Man, dude.
All right, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's hard. This one I think is out because it looks like the horse is about to blow him and it looks like he's got a little mini dick.
No.
So I don't like that.
Yeah, this one's out. It's amazing.
It's hilarious. It's perfect.
This one's so good.
Strong third option. These two.
I think I
gotta give it to the original, the OG.
I think because the United States is in there.
I mean, here's the thing. This is the best shirt for sure.
Yeah.
But go to the next one. That's a fucking logo, though.
But that could be the alt logo.
My thing is, I think this is the alt logo. This is the logo. But the America, like, that's just the shirt that sells the most. You know what I mean? Although, you know what? Fuck our rules.
Yeah, our
contemporary
fuck our
notions
rules.
Of what's
fuck
right and wrong. I'm going America.
You got to go America. I got to go America, too. And this is hilarious because John sent this through on Friday during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it took him approximately 15 minutes to design this. Like, literally from the joke, I was like, we should come up with a logo from that. By the time I was reading P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO, it was there.
Yeah.
And Kevin brought it up. And it was this logo. And it was perfect. Just a masterstroke. It's like he did Mona Lisa, right? And then did three other iterations where she's maybe not Italian.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you gotta pick the Italian girl.
Wow, man. This is fucking cool.
It's so perfect.
I'm so happy to be at the ground floor of something so special.
Did Louisiana freak anyone else out? Something about his foot being like...
It's the way it is, man.
Yeah.
Things are never going to be the same.
Listen, Louisiana, again, we went over that story. They all had a problem with Tom Segura making fun of them. Fuck them. Right?
Okay.
Take a joke.
All right.
Your fucking state is weird looking. Sorry. California, perfect state. What do you want from me? Texas? Pretty good. Pretty good. Wrong time zone, though.
Wrong time zone, dude.
Get your shit together. Tell time the right way, Central Time. Weird asses.
How we doing on them tips and stuff?
Let's look at tips. I'm sorry. See, this is what happens. It starts getting so fun, and then Andrea pokes her fucking head around the corner, and then I get scared, and I run away.
Yeah.
Let's open up some tips right now.
Somebody sent this. It's not a tip, but when I read it and then looked at
it. Oh, Christ. I don't want to know.
You really don't want to watch this?
Yeah, okay. Pull it up.
I mean, it's not graphic.
He broke his leg.
Yeah, but like people break their legs all the time.
I mean, this sounds like it's going to be great.
Should we show it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's not graphic. He bounces on a wall.
Okay. Let's watch it.
All
right,
here we go.
Of course, he did this during Mission Impossible 6, right? Because he's a stuntman. He's crazy. Are we going to get... This is not going to get claimed, is it?
I don't know.
London. There we go. So it's keeping the...
Okay, so here he goes. Look at that. Whoa, and...
Oh, fuck.
Now, it's good noise, everybody. But you get my point that you think...
Graham Martin's so cheeky.
So let's open up to the
side. But like, yeah, that didn't look super painful.
This isn't the bad one, Rebecca.
So did we watch the same thing, Kevin?
What?
Definitely looks super painful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
right there.
He hits his knee against it. That's just... But, like...
I wouldn't say he broke his ankle there.
No.
But that did look super painful.
But it looks
painful
as fuck.
It's just crazy how, like... He looks old here, but then running and jumping...
He looks so agile.
Yeah. It's crazy that if he had made that jump, he would have just jumped 16 feet, you know, with like safety wires and shit, but like still.
He got close.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
That's.
First tip, actually our only tip today, a very nice, healthy tip, comes from Panzer. He's given us, Panzer G2 has given us $21.69. A says, Tim, here's a little cash to summon the ghost of Johnny Cochran or to help you live out your days comfortably in Chile, where the law and Kevin will never find you.
I appreciate you, Panzer.
First off, if Tim ever goes to Chile, Kevin would definitely be the person that has to move him there because there's no way Tim's immigrating to another country without Kevin's help, especially a Spanish-speaking country. Secondly, Tim will never leave. San Francisco.
Never.
He will never leave the Bay Area. We've gotten a cheer from Throw7. Says, can we do 15 minutes of LaCroix, but we can't do 15 seconds of Joey discussing Persona. This cannot stand. You cannot handle the truth. Other arbitrary movie quote, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Love you guys. But this travesty must be corrected. Listen, I know a lot of you have been asking for more sports and more Persona 5 conversation on the show, and as a person, I don't produce this show.
Mm-mm. Okay, yes, you do.
I am not the executive producer of the show. I just show up and I wear thermals. The problem is, we just don't have time.
We don't.
Look, it's already 11:51.
My God,
Tim's got to be on the next show.
I do.
He's got to get out of here, guys.
I got to get out of here so I can get back here. You know what I mean?
And I know a lot of you are saying, in the time that it's taken to run this joke again into the ground, you could have talked about Persona 5. That is the joke. That is the joke. Oh God, Greg's being. He's loud again. That scares me.
Something's happening. He's recording something.
That's it for tips, and that is it for cheers for right now. We'll go into PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. You go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate someone you think is doing an awesome job at being a best friend or just a human being. Emma is shouting out Matthew. Matthew is the kindest, purest-hearted person I've ever known. He cares so much about everyone else and is incredibly selfless. Also, he introduced me to Kind of Funny, and now I'm hooked for life.
Yay, Matthew.
Right on. Thank you so much. Tim, giveaway time. Tell the beautiful people out there and the big, beautiful kids how they can win a game.
Four ways to win. They all stack together. So if you do all four, good Lord. Man, there's a lot of chances for you to win. Four, in fact. One, be right here in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. And if you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime, which means you get one free Twitch subscription each and every month.
It's so simple.
But you need to redo it every month. It's really easy to do, though. So we'd appreciate it if you use it on us each and every month. The other way is to support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny at the $2 level. And the last way is patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 level. Both of those get you a whole assortment of fun goodies and stuff.
All sorts of things.
Both of our YouTube channels. So if you did all of those things, you're watching cool content, you're getting stuff early, maybe Kevin will do something nice for you, and you have more chances to win video games.
One of my favorite perks, by the way, has quickly become the watching things live.
Oh yeah.
Being able to actually like see right after we do a podcast and go into the chat and have people be like, Nick,
pre and post
please
show?
Stop talking about whatever that thing is, or Nick, over the line, or Nick, they're coming
stop.
For you.
They're coming for you right now.
Get out, get out. Just go with Cool Greg and wherever he goes at night, just hide with him.
He is the knight.
I love it. He is the knight. Get it is get it. Today's winner comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations to Lotus Chief. Lotus Chief. You have won Thimbleweed Park on the PS4. I just wore that shirt yesterday. It's my favorite comfy shirt.
Yeah.
Remember that one that we got at GDC like 3 years ago, whatever it was when this game was announced?
Man.
That was great. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the show. We're going to go into the old 3-3. This is where we get an opportunity to talk to 3 non-subscribers. And then, of course, we will go into sub-only mode and talk to the people who actually care about the show. The ones who have gone out of their way to click one button and link the Amazon Prime to their Twitch Prime account. And I'm saying this like I did it for 6 months. I didn't. It took literally Joey coming over and manipulating my hand on my mouse to go over and do it. Because I don't like doing things I don't have to.
Monk XXX says, there's a great video on YouTube that's just Tom Cruise running in all the movies that he's running.
He runs fucking fast.
It's over 20 minutes long.
Dude, there's one part, I remember, the first time I remember thinking Tom Cruise is a fast runner was Mission Impossible 3, where they have that amazing dolly shot as he's running in Thailand, and he's just running, and he just keeps running. It's really impressive.
Running.
It's really impressive, Tom. He's in great shape. Tom Cruise, great shape.
Talk to him like you know him.
JokerBunny666 says, Nick is right. I don't care. That's not true. You do care. A little. Admit it.
Lakershead2432 says, Tim, my family has horses in Mexico, and they do, in fact, have nipples. They're located towards the hind legs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's nice. Thanks for that, guys.
I mean, I'm happy I now know the location. I wouldn't have known. Would you have known that? No one would have guessed that horses' nipples are near their back legs.
You blindfold me?
Yes, you would have. Think about where a cow's nipples are.
I would have thought right here. Where my nipples are.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are where my nipples are.
Horse. So fucking...
Whenever you see a cartoon horse and he stands up, he always has nipples, Kevin.
You're right.
Where he's a normal all, person like you... would have nipples.
Yeah. If you blindfolded me and said, Nick, find the horse's nipples, that's probably not the first thing I'm touching down there. Just think about it in order of magnitude. We'll sit with that.
Magnitude.
Nick, do you ever watch movies with director's commentary? No, I don't, because I actually don't. I haven't had a physical Blu-ray disc or anything like that in a very long time. I mostly stream my content, which I know is sacrilege because the streaming quality is terrible, but that's what I do. Mr. Yasman300 says, Nick, watch this fun clip. Kevin will find that clip, and if he thinks it's fun, maybe we'll watch it.
It's
we are getting
okay.
a bit long.
I don't know if it's hilarious.
No, he doesn't like it. I'm sorry, Mr. Yasman.
0208 says, Tim, what was your reaction to Ronda Rousey last night? I think that last night's Royal Rumble was one of the greatest pay-per-views I have ever seen.
Oh, was she on it last night?
Yeah, dude. And it was awesome. They handled it expertly.
Did she throw someone over in an armbar?
Well, so here's my thing. Here's the thing. This was the first ever women's Royal Rumble. So they did two Royal Rumbles last night, which was a big deal. The bigger deal is they nailed both of them. The legends that came back, the moments they had, the fan service, the winners they had, everything about it, I was like, this is fucking hype. This is how you do the Royal Rumble.
Right.
I was a bit worried that they were going to have... Since the main event was the Women's Royal Rumble, which was kind of surprising, it being the first one ever, and like that just, you know, typically like the world championship, number one contendership is like a really big deal compared to the Women's Championship. So for them to put that emphasis, really cool. But when I was like, oh, they're having it as the main event, that means Ronda Rousey's going to come out and that means she's going to win, which is lame as fuck. Like
Yeah, you can't have someone, it's not fair.
Instead, what they did was they had the match go and it was a fucking awesome match. They had the winner come out, somebody that totally deserved it. Then, after that, Ronda Rousey comes out.
Okay.
And just points at the WrestleMania sign. So we're building the hype.
That's
we're
going
to get the matches, but also it didn't ruin the Rumble.
It's fascinating that this is the path that she's chosen. But I can't say that I'm surprised, and I can't say that it's a bad idea. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea for her. I think it's probably a lot better for her to do that than come back to fight.
Yeah,
because I think that time for her is close.
Well, what's interesting is sometimes we've seen situations like this where like people that are outside of the WWE world kind of come into it, and it's usually like a small contract where it's like they're freelancers, or it's like, oh, they're going to do something building up to WrestleMania.
Sure, building up something, but they got a movie or something.
Yeah, exactly. She did the interview with ESPN saying, hey, this is my thing for the next couple years.
That's great.
Like, I'm in. WWE is going to be what I do.
It'll be cool to see that, because obviously you're talking about an Olympic medalist. You're talking about a former... A champion of the UFC. She has the athleticism for it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fascinating to see kind of how she how she grows in that organization. But you know, if there's one thing that I've learned is that wrestling fans and UFC fans very protective of those
absolutely.
Different things. And so one person coming over to the other person, you got to prove yourself.
Totally.
For sure. Like when CM Punk came over, everyone gave him a lot of shit.
Yeah.
They were like, "Bro, you don't know how to fight for real, and you're getting a shot at like one of the best fighters out there," and he got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then Brock Lesnar came in, and we were like, he's going to get his ass kicked, and he fucked people up.
Yeah,
so we'll
Brock Lesnar is a fucking beast of a man.
He is a mountain of a human being.
But man, I was very, very happy with the fan service, because WWE has been known to make some really, really shitty decisions, and every once in a while, they nail it, and last night was something special. Cool Gray, real quick, want to give your thoughts
cool Gray effect,
on the Rumble?
Part two. If you guys didn't know, the Cool Gray effect also covers wrestling, because hip-hop and wrestling go hand in hand.
Yeah. I liked it. It was cool, man. Sasha, I'm proud of her. She got pretty far. She was first. So, you know, there was a lot of pressure on her to go the whole way. But she made it to the final four. So that's a big deal. And, you know, the regular Royal Rumble, I'm proud of Shinsuke, too. I'm happy they didn't give it to Roman. I thought it was pretty... I think both winners is still pretty obvious to me. I thought Ronda Rousey was cool. I kind of got swept up in the gossip. But Asuka's the obvious choice. Shinsuke's the obvious choice. So... kind of disappointed in that fact, but we'll see what they do.
Now, layman's question.
Mm-hmm.
Total outsider question. Was Xavier Woods a part of this at all?
Yes, Nick. Okay. And I'm going to tell you what he did, because it was fucking fantastic. So the rules of the Rumble are you have to get tossed over the top rope and both feet need to touch the floor.
The floor, not the outside where the mat
no,
still
that's
is.
Fine. The floor, the both floor. Feet need to touch the floor.
So even if you're holding onto the rope still, okay.
That's fine.
Floor touches.
If touches, you're done.
You're done.
So what happened this year was Xavier goes in, Kofi Kingston goes in, Big E goes in. Those are the three members of New Day,
love
right?
Love this.
Eventually, Xavier gets thrown out, Big E gets thrown out, so Kofi's the last guy in there,
okay.
Right? Jinder Mahal throws Kofi Kingston out. Xavier Woods, who's already been eliminated, runs in and slides belly up so that Kofi, one foot touches the floor and one foot is on Xavier. Then Big E pulls a bunch of pancakes out of his leotard or whatever the fuck it's called, throws them down so that Kofi can step on the pancakes to get back in the ring. He then gets eliminated like immediately.
Of course, but that is
awesome. My god, it was awesome.
That is awesome.
It was fucking great.
Those guys, goddamn, they're creative.
They're so creative.
To get them back in the ring, they do the pogo something where they like they cross their arms and
they did like a cheerleader throw to toss him back into the ring.
Oh my god.
So good.
Good for them, man.
It was great, man. I was so happy. God bless those guys. It was the first time that like I've had just a thrill watching wrestling with my friends in a long time. It's been a while. I enjoyed it enough that they announced that the Royal Rumble is going to be in Phoenix, Arizona next year, and I'm like, fuck it, let's go.
Thinking about going?
I think we should just go, man.
That's awesome. That is awesome. We're in sub-only mode now. Let's see. I don't know how to say this guy's name. I've said it 50 times. I'm going to slide it. Dave 7 says, the Women's Royal Rumble one-upped the men's, in my opinion. Interesting.
I mean, I thought it was great. The amount of like fucking old school people they brought back, Tori Wilson, Molly Holly, come on. It was great.
Hi Finn says, I love wrestling. Shelby B says, Nick, any chance you can do stand-up in Vegas one weekend? I'd love to, but yeah, you got to build up to that a little bit. Build up to it. I was going to go out last night, and I just had a total, complete like, nope, I'm going to stay in. Yeah. Instead, I stayed in and watched Lethal Weapon 2.
Treat yourself before you delete yourself.
Exactly. Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, tell Kevin I said sup. Kevin, Ignacio Rojas says, sup.
Justin Ryan Bear says, Tim, can we get a LaCroix / Kind of Funny crossover shirt? The answer to that, my friend, is yes. It has been designed. It has been approved.
Yes.
Has it?
Yes. It has been approved.
That's coming to the store soon.
Soon.
There you go.
We'll see how that goes.
Twitchy Jeff says, Nick, can we please get a butthole? Kevin, one. Butthole. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Kind of Funny Morning Show for Monday, January 29th. It is the 29th, right?
Yes,
it is. I love you all. Tim, thank you so much for joining me. You will be back for Kind of Funny Games Daily today, right?
I will.
Fantastic. Greg and Tim, Games Daily. I'll be back to read subscribers real quick. Until then, stay frosty. And I'll be back tomorrow morning as well, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/KindofFunnyGames. With Tim. Again, the dynamic duo returns.
Dynamic duo.
I love you all. Thank you guys for the show. Kevin, cut the feed.